Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffenden with your 7 News briefing for Tuesday, June 21. It's been revealed a woman killed in a golf buggy crash on Hamilton Island was on her honeymoon with her husband of just 3 days at the wheel at the time. The 29-year-old woman from Sydney died at the scene when the buggy crashed on Whitsunday Boulevard yesterday afternoon. A paramedic stationed on the island, plus an off-duty dentist, an off-duty fire officer and a doctor all tried to revive the woman for 35 minutes to no avail. It's unclear why the buggy rolled, but police believe the man was performing a U-turn to go back and charge its battery. Meanwhile, south of the border, a teenager has died in a tragic accident in the New South Wales Snowy Mountains. It's understood Oliver Johnston lost control and veered off a track on the slopes before slamming into a tree at Threadbow on Sunday. New South Wales police said emergency services rushed to the scene after other skiers called for help, but there was nothing they could do. He was later pronounced dead. The 18-year-old graduated from North Sydney's prestigious Shore School last year. And a new study has found children involved in after-school activities, including sport and music lessons, are more likely to feel happier and healthier than those glued to a screen. The study from the University of South Australia and South Australia's Education Department found that students who frequently played sport were 15% more likely to be optimistic, 14% more likely to be happy and satisfied with their life, and 10% more likely to be able to regulate their emotions. Conversely, children who played video games and used social media almost always had lower levels of well-being, up to 9% less likely to be happy, up to 8% to be less optimistic, and 11% to be more likely to give up on things. Now here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says he does not see a recession on the horizon in Australia, but that he expects the toss-up at the RBA's July board meeting in 2 weeks' time to be between a single 0.25% rise or a double 0.5% lift. Deutsche Bank economists today said they do expect a recession in Australia next year. The New South Wales government will give home buyers the chance to pay an annual levy of $400 plus 0.3% of the value of their land instead of paying stamp duty. The option will be available on properties worth up to $1.5 million and from January 16th next year. The state government will also earmark $4.9 billion over the next 4 years to help women, with money to be allocated towards goals including boosting workforce participation, improving safety, supporting women in small business, and making fertility treatments more easily available. Today could be the day that the ASX 200 breaks its near two-week losing run, with Aussie shares trading sharply higher this morning. Yesterday's biggest losers, namely mining and energy companies, are top of the leaderboard, while property and healthcare stocks are still weighing down the index. The positive start to the day follows on from a buoyant overnight session for European share markets as fears of a global recession eased. In the US, markets were closed for a public holiday on Monday. The Australian dollar is edging a little higher in today's session, now buying 69.72 US cents, 66.2 euro cents, and $1.10 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Tuesday, June 21, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.